Now we have as our special guests the three members of America's number one vocal group, Nick Reynolds, Bob Shane, and John Stewart, the Kingston Trio.
Nice to be with you.
Hi.
Let's see, you're just now starting your fifth year as recording artists, isn't that right?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Now, John, you do a lot of the arranging and writing for the group, don't you?
Well, that's right. It started back in 1959 when I wrote a song called Molly D, the trio did, and then ever since then they've been doing a few here and there, but we all do the arranging.
Nick, you and John are both from California, isn't that right?
That's right. John's from Covina, and I'm from actually Coronado, way down the tip of Southern California. We've known each other about 5 years, 5 or 6 years, when John first started writing songs for us, as a matter of fact. Been very close friends since then.
What about you, Bob? Where are you from, originally?
Well, I'm from the same general region as King Kamehameha was. That's Hawaii. And
Nick, how did the three of you get together?
Well, actually, we all graduated from college and got started in San Francisco. We thought we'd try our luck. We'd been doing this through college, and we thought we'd try our luck in the professional vein of it. So we started a little club in San Francisco called the Purple Onion. From there, we met the people from Capitol Records and started recording albums. Well, I one album in particular, the first one with Tom Dooley on it, and that was the beginning of the end.
Well, you've certainly come a long way since Tom Dooley.
Well, I guess we've been pretty lucky.
Nick, how did you decide on the name Kingston Trio for the group?
We picked the name Kingston Trio because at the time we had to have a name real fast, and one night driving around the car we said it'll be the Kingston Trio, period.
Your latest record, Greenback Dollar, seems to be going quite well.
Well, it does seem to be going very well, and the shows particularly. We do it every night, and the audience reaction has been fantastic.
You do a lot of touring, don't you?
Oh, all year.
New Frontier is another one of your songs, isn't that right, John?
That's right. I wrote it for the Peace Corps, and we're hoping to make it the official song of the Peace Corps. Been in Washington a few times, and they're all for it. It's just going to take an act of Congress to get it passed, because the Peace Corps was an act of Congress in the first place. And what that's going to take is just a big reaction from the American people saying, we want that song, type thing.
And what about Greenback Dollar? Nick, where did you find that song?
One night when we were all three in Hollywood, we ran across a fellow folk singer by the name of Hoyt Axton, who actually wrote the song. He was singing at the Troubadour in Hollywood, and we all loved the song right away, so we asked Hoyt if we could do it on one of our next albums, and he said sure, he'd be glad to have us do it. So we made our arrangement of it, which is very similar to his, except with three-part harmony. And we think it came out very exciting.
You all play guitars, don't you?
Yes, all three of us play guitars. I play a four-string guitar, and Bobby and John play the Spanish six-string guitar. John plays five-string banjo, Bobby plays four-string banjo, and I double up on the bongos and conga drum.
Well, with that in mind, we have one of your new sides coming right up. Thanks a lot for the interview, fellows. America's number one vocal group, the Kingston Trio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice being with you.
Some people say I'm a no.